A word for you from Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. I'm only reading part of this wonderful introduction of Jesus to Nazareth, where He fulfilled in their very midst, in the synagogue, Christ's mission. Here He took something that was written, which was now scripture, written hundreds of years before this, and said, "Today, this has been fulfilled in your midst." Yes, this is Christ's mission. This is what He came to do. Good news to the poor, Jesus said. And today, let's look at this part here. Essential for all of us who are captives. Well, we all are, but only some realize that they are captive. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Jesus Himself would pay the price to buy the captives out of their captivity. Yes, just in 3 short years after this, Jesus was to lay down His life for His sheep. And through that, by paying the ransom price, redeem His people out of captivity. One thinks of Romans 8, where it explains so well that though the law was good, it says in Romans 8 verse 3, that the law was weakened by the flesh, but God, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In other words, Jesus Himself is the answer. He is the one who has come in the likeness of sinful flesh. He paid the price, and through His own body, He condemned sin in the flesh. Are you a captive? Is there something which holds you as a slave to it? Some sin, some hidden lust, some pride, which holds you captive to sin? Try as you may, though the law keeps on speaking of the righteousness of God, you find that it doesn't help you out of your sin. Well, that's what Jesus came to do, was to set you at liberty, you who are captive. So you don't have to remain in captivity any longer, for Jesus has come to proclaim liberty to the captives. That means you as well.